say that when Pope Leo XIII got the vision in 18, I think it was 1878 or something, or somewhere in there, at the end of a mass, and saw what was about to transpire, and thus wrote the prayer that we still say today for the protection of St. Michael the Archangel against the devil, snares and wickedness and temptations of the devil, and all the evil spirits prowl about there. Think about the prayer. All the evil spirits prowl about the world and seeking the ruin of souls. Some say that, well, the 100 years that he saw began then. Others say that, no, didn't begin then. He saw it as it was going to happen, and it began after Fatima. And that the end, that the 100 years then went end in, guess what year? Hey, come on down if you get for the next edition of The Price is Right, if you guess 2017. All of these events cannot possibly be coincidental. They can't be. And we shouldn't think that they are. We should think that the Holy Spirit is moving out there and is moving people back from whence they came against the revolt that began in the 16th century. What's going on here is not coincidental. I don't think it's coincidental. You have a rediscovery of what made the European Christian peoples going on. We have a rediscovery of what made those peoples because they made us, and it's going on here. You know what I got? You know what I have at today's pile of prep? Yesterday, I revealed the story to you of the Archdiocese. Let's continue our news digest, shall we? Of the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas. And Archbishop Joseph Nauman, kicking the Girl Scouts to the curb in favor of the American Heritage Girls, a Christian organization, saying the Girl Scouts are no longer doing what the Girl Scouts used to do. As I said yesterday, when any public institution, meaning any institution that people know of publicly, it is either one of two things. This is a rule. It is either religious by acclamation or definition, and if it's not, we're neutral. No, you're not. It then becomes irreligious. It's one of the two. Girl Scouts had become irreligious. Boy Scouts of America is either becoming or has become irreligious. So we have that. Now, let's go to the Archdiocese of Denver. Who would have seen this? The Archdiocese of Denver, presided over by Archbishop Aquila, has issued, and the Archbishop has issued a similar proclamation. But he hasn't kicked them out yet. Instead, he said, look, the national organizations, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, have lost their cotton-picking minds. Children's souls hang in the balance. I'm going to ax local leaders to divorce from the national coup and to go back to your roots of developing young Christian souls as Christians. And if you don't, then I'll do the whole story later on in the show, but I have it here in today's pile of prep. If you don't do this, says Archbishop Aquila, then I will kick you out. You will not practice. You will not recruit. You won't have meetings in this archdiocese. And it's beautiful the way he says it. And when you hear it, you'll see this. I have souls. There are souls here that are at risk. I'm not going to let them be at risk. So you have a decision to make. Folks, this is the difference between standing and saying, hey, no, that's not the way to do it. No, I will not capitulate to you. No, I will not do it that way. No, no, no. You need to know your catechism. If these children do have these problems, it's probably because you apostates have been whispering in their ears and telling them that it's okay for them to have these issues. But we need to counsel them as being disordered, as in need of counseling and prayer and works. What's going on out here? Two bishops in the same week saying no to LGBTQRSTLNNE. Say it ain't so. Well, you know what Moloch is out there doing right now? He is not happy about that. I'm going to tell you. He not happy